This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Supreme Court to conduct hearing into urgent cases only. Pashupatinath Temple closed for devotees with a rise in COVID-19 cases. And Tonga undersea cable needs at least 4 weeks repair. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court is to conduct hearing into urgent cases only from today in view of the growing coronavirus infection. The full court of the Apex Court on Tuesday had decided to reduce its services from today with the surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. A press release issued by Supreme Court spokesperson Baburam Dahal states that a decision has been made to conduct regular hearings of the writ petition related to habeas corpus and COVID-19 pandemic and those urgent types of writs concerning life and public health as well as related to fundamental rights of public importance. It decided that arrangements would be made for conducting hearings and works in the case of high and district courts and the rest of the tribunals on the basis of an assessment of the local situation, level of risks and the number of infections. The Pashupatinath Temple in Kathmandu has been shut down for devotees from today due to growing risks of a new variant of COVID-19. According to Pashupati Area Development Trust, the revered Hindu holy shrine dedicated to Lord Shiva has been closed for the public until further notice. Pashupatinath Temple as well as other shrines in the premises such as Gujeswari and Chandra Binayak among others were drawing large gatherings of the devotees lately posing threat of transmission of COVID-19. Pashupati Area Development Trust Executive Director Dr. Ghanasyam Khatiwada said that the regular worship Arati among others will continue in these shrines during this period adhering to health safety measures. All other services in the Pashupatinath temple such as special puja, singing and other rituals have been closed as per the decision of the government to prevent and control spread of COVID-19. Worshippers are to be barred to enter the popular Manakamana temple in Gorkha from coming Friday. A decision was made to prohibit the entrance into the temple considering the heightened risks of coronavirus infection following the outbreak of its new variant Omicron. Manakamana Area Development Committee Chairperson Ramkumar Joshi informed that the decision was taken to bar devotees to offer worship inside the temple after an abroad rise in the caseload of coronavirus. The Bhaktapur District Administration Office has issued a 27-point order effective from today for the prevention of coronavirus infection. Bhaktapur Chief District Office Rudra Devi Sharma issued the order. Action would be taken against the institutions and individuals breaching and not adhering to the order as per the Infectious Disease Act 2020. Among the points included in the order are the prohibition of public assembly and gathering, permission to conduct only routine prayers at temples and religious sites by coming 12th of February, not to run educational institution face-to-face by 29th of January, and conduct teaching and learning activities by adopting virtual or other alternative learning methods. Likewise, the service seekers are required to show vaccination cards with a full dose of vaccination to receive service from public agencies from the 21st of January. The District Health Office Jhapa said around 25,000 frontline workers in Jhapa District will be administered booster dose against COVID-19 within this week. Those receiving their second dose of the vaccine up to mid-July last year will be prioritized in the first round. According to Statistics Officer Churamani Luitel, preparation was on the way to provide vaccine to a total of 8,840 people who got Covishield and around 15,000 people who received Verocell. Booster doses will be provided only after 6 months of receiving both doses of the vaccine. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Lumbini province, along with hilly regions of the rest of the province and partly cloudy in the rest of the province. The division said light rain is likely to occur at a few places of Karnali province and Sudhir Pashchim province and the hilly regions of the country. There are chances of a light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Europe on Wednesday amid mounting fears that a Russian invasion of Ukraine could be imminent. Blinken will hold discussion with President Volodymyr Zelensky before meeting with his British, French and German counterparts in Berlin. On Friday, he will meet Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva. Russia has repeatedly denied any plans to launch an attack on neighboring Ukraine. However, on Tuesday, senior U.S. officials said that Moscow could launch an invasion at any point. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that Russia's build-up of tens of thousands of troops near its border with Ukraine had created an extremely dangerous situation. A man has been charged with murder after a child was found dead in a barrel in Australian bushland. Police say the victim is believed to be a 9-year-old girl who went missing last week from a property in the Blue Mountains near Sydney. Her disappearance sparked a massive search that ended on Tuesday when officers discovered the child's body near a river in a neighboring area. Police said a 31-year-old man had been arrested in a flat in Inner Sydney. He faced a court on Wednesday but did not enter a plea on a murder charge or apply for a bill. His next hearing will be in March. A key undersea cable that was destroyed in a volcano eruption in Tonga may take at least 4 weeks to be repaired, said New Zealand's Foreign Ministry. The cable was severed during a volcanic eruption on Saturday, crippling communications and cutting the Pacific island off from the outside world. The eruption also caused a tsunami, which left at least 3 dead, including a British national. Teams have been working round the clock to get vital supplies to the region. U.S. cable company Subcom advises it will take at least 4 weeks for Tonga's cable connection to be repaired, a statement by New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Ministry said on Wednesday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Supreme Court to conduct hearing into urgent cases only. Pashupatinath Temple closed for devotees with a rise in COVID-19 cases and Tonga undersea cable needs at least 4 weeks to repair. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.